initially there is this enormous letdown. He can't quite believe now that he has no connection with Pittsburgh or his mills, that there is no Carnegie Steel anymore. And I think it's hard for him to get used to that.
If somebody accepts the ask too quickly, then you think there was more room there. But I never like to look back. I'm a very forward-thinking person and a very positive-thinking person. And the transactions that I did or did not do, I very rarely have any remorse over a situation. I like to move on.
J.P. Morgan calls his new company U.S. Steel. It's instantly the biggest corporation in the world. The first company in history to be worth more than $1 billion. And it will dominate the steel business for almost 100 years, virtually unchallenged. But the creation of U.S. Steel is only possible in this new era of unchecked monopolies. An era Morgan helped create when he and his rivals put their president in the White House. They may have helped buy the president, but they can't avoid politics forever. Their power over the nation's biggest industries soon catches the attention of an emerging politician, Theodore Roosevelt.